afternoon, everyone listening out there in Internet Radio Land. This is the Reverend Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show. I hope you're having a beautiful day. It's been a week since my last show. It is so enjoyable to have this opportunity to talk to someone who is listening out there and getting my take on things, how life has been treating me, and also who might be interested in any wisdom, any guidance or advice that I can impart on the subject of spirituality or metaphysics, extraterrestrial phenomena. It is a warm kind of summer day here in San Antonio. It got up to 86 today. It's just pretty good for like the first week of March. Today's the 8th. So that's typical for Southwest Texas. And I enjoy it. Although it does get really hot in the summertime. I put the car windows down today. I was driving, feeling that air coming in, blowing against my face. It felt good. How about you? Do you ever roll your windows down and get that fresh air, that oxygen? I think we live in an oxygen-deprived society, to tell you the truth. And it might contribute to people not living as long as they could. It's a thought worth considering, right? We go from houses to our cars, and some people don't go outside a lot. I try to work out at least once every couple of days. But I didn't get a chance to today because I went to Toastmasters this morning. There was a speech contest, an area. For those of you who aren't familiar with Toastmasters, an area is a collection of clubs, usually around four or five. You have the individual clubs, and then four or five of them equal an area, and about maybe 19 or 20 equal a division, and then 100 or so clubs equals a district. And there are speech contests in the season when we have the contests. They begin, and then people compete, and they work all the way up to, depending on whether if they win or not, to the district contest and conference, where people are really challenged to perform to the best of their ability in front of a lot of people, like 200-some people. So you can imagine not trying to make one single mistake when you're talking. I saw a guy today. He did so good. Not seen him before. He has got his act down polished. He looks so good. And with the hand gestures, too. And there's a proper way of using your hand gestures so as not to appear unnatural or uncomfortable, where you drop your hands down by your side. You can use one arm, one hand to gesture, and then the other hand or both hands. You can use wide gestures, raising your hands above your head, over on your sides, down alongside your legs again. And it's a combination of skill to do this in a way where you're also moving back and forth in the stage area, and you're looking relaxed, and you're maintaining eye contact with the people that are there, the audience, and trying not to lose your train of thought, have your mind go blank. It's a very difficult thing to do. I've been in 15 to 20 speech contests throughout my Toastmasters career, and I'm not as good as this guy today. I would love to be. It's a thing that, when you think about it, that should be easy, you know, stuff like that shouldn't be rocket science. It's just a question of being comfortable in your own skin. People are looking at you, and that's what makes us uncomfortable. Sometimes the looks in their eyes can be distracting, or they could scratch themselves and you lose your train of thought. Most people try to remember what they wanted to talk about And that's part of where the problem is and where things can go downhill from that. Because one little distraction, and next thing you're pausing for too long trying to remember what you're going to say. And once you've done that, basically you've already lost. So it is really challenging. And then there's that competitive aspect. It's different than giving a speech at a regular club meeting where there's no real pressure. But when you're competing, there's pressure. And then, to make matters worse, or however you look at it, better if you like, then there's also having to deal with the judges and what their decision is. You might think you did better than the other person, but not always so. I felt that way before where I didn't win, and the guy who won, I thought I did better than him. And so I was upset, angry that they chose him instead of me, and that's quite a common occurrence, really. And after all you go through and all the pressure, which is really the main thing, only to have some disagreement with the judge's decisions is not a pleasant thing to undergo. It leaves a very bad taste in the mouth, so to speak, a bitter pill to swallow, so to speak. And you could be thinking about that for weeks and months afterwards. You know, dang, I should have won that. Why'd they choose him? I heard this world champion of public speaking at a conference one time, and he said that he went through years of competing and thinking that he was getting better. He was getting better, but thinking that he would win only to find out he didn't. And when he least expected it, that's when he won. He won the world championship. In fact, in our district here in San Antonio, District 55, I'm going to take a drink. Her name is Luisa Montalvo, and she won the world championship of public speaking. She is a tough lady, very tough. And she is mostly confined to a wheelchair. She was in a very, very bad car accident, and she almost lost her life. And the rehabilitation lasted a long time, and now it's very difficult for her to stand on her feet. But she was able to stand up in front of everybody, and you could tell the grit in her. I mean, I didn't necessarily agree with the judge's decisions when she was at the district conference. I thought someone had done better, but people take into consideration other things that I might not myself. That grit, that determination, that will, being able to talk with a kind of strength that is noteworthy. You can see that that person has been through a lot of pain and suffering and anguish. And she had been in other contests before, had gone all the way to the top and lost. And that's really, that's the part that's probably the most difficult to take, is when you've made it and you get to the top and then someone beats you and you want to keep on trying to get back there and win it, the whole thing. And she did. And she is the world champion of public speaking, world champion, you know, throughout Toastmasters. There's thousands of clubs around the world, and it all leads up to that final championship. And they have it in different cities around the world. This last time was in Anaheim. And so she is a very tough lady. We had a party recently to celebrate the 10th anniversary of one of our clubs, and she showed up and was talking to us, you know, and answering our questions. And she's a very cool person and worthy of emulation, a good role model. But to me, you just have to keep practicing, and you have to do everything right in your life. When you stand up there in front of a few hundred, even 1,000 people, you've got all your ducks in a row. I mean, you You can't have your hands shake. There's no stuttering or weakness in your voice. You have to be confident of yourself. You have to move around. Maintain that eye contact. Use your gestures, that stage presence. If you can do that, then you could win. You could also be an actor or an actress in Hollywood. You know, that's all it takes, that kind of strength. It's really all about the heart, you know, having a good heart and knowing how to breathe properly. But like I said, it shouldn't be rocket science. We learn to ride a bicycle, drive a car, do other things by practicing. And that's really all it comes down to, practicing. One thing that I've learned that's helped me with my public speaking is singing, specifically a cappella singing. Now, me, I'm a work in progress. I'll tell you the truth. I've got a lot of skills. I've seen them. I know what my skills are. I used to sing for the Wounded Warriors on Fort Sam Houston. For 6 years, I went down there and sang for an hour and a half once a month. And I learned all these songs. I know over 100 songs, not to mention all the songs I learned with the gospel choir at church. So I know I have some skills to remember the words. Then also being able to talk on my radio show pretty much nonstop for 55 minutes is a skill. Doug and Donna told me that. And that's something that you could take advantage of, too, if you so desired. And it is a great method to enhance your public speaking skills, because you know that there's people out there listening, and you know that you can't pause for too long, otherwise you kind of go downhill from there. So it is challenging. Back to what I was saying, though, about singing. I've gotten to the point where I sound really good to myself. However, Sundays when we go in front of the congregation and sing, lately there have been a lot of people that have showed up, about 200. A lot of military, Air Force trainees show up, and it's a pressure-filled environment, kind of. Me, I like to sing the best of my ability, and I have those skills that I've been working on now for about 15 years. Even before, when I was in the Army, I was always good with cadence, marching and singing. So we have gifts. You have a gift, maybe more than one. I have a gift. Singing is one of mine, and it has helped me. Not only do you have to remember the words, so it's a good mind-brain activity, but also it exercises the lungs. All-around good activity. So I'm going to sing a song from my repertoire of songs for you. I'm going to try to sing maybe 4 or 5 today. It also gives me inspiration to think about esoteric things like extraterrestrials out there, that we're not alone in the universe, that there is a heaven, that there is an afterlife, that we are spirits in the material world. And let me see if I can get, well, I've got you. I'm going to try to pull up a song here. I can sing it to you. And this one's called Walking on the Moon by The Police. I don't know if you can hear the music, but you'll be able to hear me singing. I changed my mind. Instead of a cappella, I'm just going to try to get a little musical accompaniment here. I have a solo in church tomorrow, so this will give me a little bit of practice. Walking on the Moon, karaoke, by the Police. It is a cool song. Came out in the 70s. And I've always liked it. So as I do when I like songs, I usually learn them. So here goes. You might not be able to hear the music so well, but you can hear me singing. I think this will work because I'm talking on my phone here. So I'm going to give it a try and see how it works. You might be, like I said, you might be able to hear the music. Dun, dun, dun. The Police were a great rock group. They had so many hit songs. I really like them, and a lot of people do like them. They were a super group. And that was when I grew up, you know, in the 60s and 70s. So here we go. Giant steps are what you take, walking on the moon. I hope my legs don't break, walking on the moon. We could walk forever, walking on the moon. We could live together, walking on the moon. Such a cool song. Walking back from your house, walking on the moon. Walking back from your house, walking on the moon. Our feet don't hardly touch the ground, walking on the moon. Our feet don't hardly make no sound, walking on the moon. Some may say, I wish my days away, no way. And if the price I pay, some say, tomorrow's another day, you stay. I may as well play. Yeah. I've known this dog for several years. Giant steps are what you take, walking on the moon. I hope my legs don't break, walking on the moon. We could walk forever, walking on the moon. We could live together, walking on the moon. Some may say, I wish my days away, no way. And if it's the price I pay, some say, tomorrow's another day, you stay, I may as well play. Pretty cool song, yeah. Yeah, they had other ones like Message in a Bottle, Spirits in the Material World, Keep It Up. Keep It Up. Keep It Up. That's good advice, right? Keep It Up. Okay, I'm going to stop that. So, my friends, that was Walking on the Moon by the Police. I've sang that many times. It makes me think about the moon. You know, there it is up in the sky. Sometimes it's full, other times it's waning. You can only see a piece of it, but it's 250,000 miles away. Did you know that behind the moon there's a spaceship, a mothership called the Goodwill? There's a race of extraterrestrials that live on it called the Verdant, V-E-R-D-A-N-T-S. Of course, they're extremely intelligent. They've had the benefit of millions of years of their soul's evolution, and therefore they are much in advance of our own civilization. And they're trying to make contact with us. But unfortunately, we're a very violent species, and we threw a monkey wrench into their plans. And they were kind of giving us a break because we were borderline violent, you know, and not worthy of saving. But they took a chance on us, and we're going to make contact when all of a sudden 9/11 happened. And then they probably thought, well, y'all people are probably going to destroy each other. We've seen it before. It's happened throughout the universe, civilizations. But I hope not. Love and prayer is the key, my friends. We can make contact with them if we get away from the fantasy and focus on the reality. And these people on television who make money just entertaining, they don't care about our soul's evolution or our spiritual development. They rarely talk about God, am I right? Yet it's entertainment. It's kind of cool watching, you know, these famous actors and actresses making their millions of dollars. I don't hold that against them. That's okay. But are they really showing us the right way, leading us down the right path? Or are they leading us to our oblivion, like sheep being led to the slaughter? Reality versus fantasy, my friends. Which one are you mostly entrenched in, reality or fantasy? Think about it. In the meantime, I'm going to find another song to sing, because that was kind of fun. How about Love Will Find a Way by Pablo Cruz? Love will find a way, my friends. It's a really cool song. And it goes, come on. I can barely hear it, but that's all right. You still hear it. Love will find a way. Someone's done you wrong. You thought that your love was strong. Now you feel like such a fool for you. You're thinking, maybe if you said goodbye, you'd understand the reasons why the love that you felt so cool. Oh, but it's all right. Once you get past the pain, you learn to find your love again. So keep your heart open, because love will find a way. Sometimes we all feel a need to change our love. We need to rearrange and move on to something new. Yes, it's true. Your dreams, they feel like they're falling apart. You need to make a brand new start, but you're almost afraid to be true to yourself. Oh, but it's all right. Once you get past the pain, you learn to find your love again. So keep your heart open, because love will find a way. Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Well, now, so don't be afraid of yourself. Just move on to something else and let your love shine through again. Oh, but it's all right. Once you get past the pain, you learn to find your love again. So keep your heart open, because love will find a way. Oh, heck yeah, it's all right. Once you get past the pain, you learn to find your love again. So keep your heart open, because love will find a way. Well, it's all right. Don't be afraid, because it's all right. Well, that's all right, my friends. And now let me stop that. Love is the key. And how do we love each other, my friends? I'm going to take a drink. We can love each other if you really want to. If you believe in love, do you believe in love? Or do you believe in the opposite? The future is love. There's no future in hate. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on, please. And had to take a drink. Love will lead us down the right path. And there's so much love in the world. There really is. You might not believe it, but there are so many decent and loving and generous and kind and decent and family-oriented people in the world. I've said this before. The majority of people on Earth are that way. No kidding. I've seen it before. I've seen a lot of people. I've been around. I'm 70 years old. I'll be 71 in August. I used to work at a hotel for 6 years. I just retired yesterday from the Army. My last work day was yesterday. I served 22 years active duty, 6 years as a contractor with Booz Allen Hamilton and Caliber, and 15 years this August as a civilian. And my retirement date is 31 December, so I'll have 15 years and 4 months, plus add 4 months of sick leave onto the end, so I have 15 years and 8 months when I do officially retire. Almost 16 years as a civilian, so a total of over 43, almost 44 years working for the Army. And because I took the buyout offer, and that means I don't have to work. I'm on admin leave beginning Monday through the 31st of December, and it's like an incentive for early retirement. You know, it was a nice offer. I thank you, Mr. Trump, a very generous offer, because I was thinking of retiring anyway, so it really turned out to my benefit, my advantage. I'm so grateful for Mr. Trump for some of the good things he's done. I know not everyone agrees with his methodology, but I see a good man. I see a very family man. He's got a beautiful family. I see a very cool sense of humor. I like the way he talks. I like his style. And when he was young, he was a very handsome fellow. He still is, kind of, in a way, a rugged way. I don't know why people don't like him. Well, I do know, because he's confrontational, and there are some confrontational people out there. They will match you. They'll fight fire with fire. So those people say they don't like him, but then again, we should all be liking each other, my friends. I'm serious. We should all be adoring each other. Because why? Because we might not be here in the next second. We might not be here tomorrow. We are alive. We are spirits in the material world, and we are alive. Did you know that? Do you know that you exist, that you really are alive? I mean, do you really know that? and tomorrow might not be here for us. And it almost wasn't here for Mr. Trump. That bullet that missed his head, that clipped his ear, came with how close did that come to hitting them in the skull and maybe entering the skull in that case? I mean, he might have survived. Highly unlikely, maybe one chance out of 10 or 20 that he would have survived if the bullet had gone inside of his brain. You know, that's why we should love people, because they're finite. They're very fragile. We're really fragile. I mean, get in your car, go down the highway, and flip it going 70 miles an hour, and you'll find out how fragile you are. And everyone has that potential to cross over, if you will, into the afterlife, where the spirit pops out of the body and goes to that spirit realm, otherwise known as heaven. Although there are different kinds of heaven. Did you know that there is a place among the clouds, on top of the clouds, actually, where it's like a transitioning center for those who are going all the way to the world of light over there in the distance, where the spirit lives, where the spirit was born, because we are spirits of light, light energy. Did you know that? Billions of electrons. Do you really think that you have a spirit in your body? Tell me the truth. You really think you have a spirit in your body? You do. If you're a human being, you do. It's an amazing thing. And that's that one song by the Police. Let me play that song. We are spirits in the material world. I like that song. We are spirits. I'm going to play it with, I'm not going to do the karaoke version. I'm going to do the Police version. Bum, 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 bum. Can you hear that? Bum, 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 bum. Here we go. There is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in constitution. There is no bloody revolution. We are spirits in the material world. Our spirits in the material world. Our spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world, our so-called leaders speak with words they try and jail ya. They subjugate the meek, but it is the rhetoric of failure. We are spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world. Yeah, it's true. We are spirits. You'll find out one day, my friends, hopefully far into the future. Live to be 100, strive for 100 at least. What do you say? Where does the answer lie? Living from day to day. Is it something we can buy? There must be another way. We are spirits in the material world, our 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 spirit. That's it, my friends. That's that song. Do you believe in the devil, my friends? Let me tell you who the devil really is. The devil is Archangel Lucifer. He's an archangel, just like Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel. And there are some other ones, Uriel, Raphael. But Archangel Lucifer was created by the Creator. This I'm not 100% sure about, because we have the Creator of the universe that initiated the Big Bang, and the universe began forming itself one solar system at a time and one galaxy at a time. But then we also have the third force of the universe, which is the force that created all the sentient beings out there. Any extraterrestrials out there listening to my radio show? If you are listening, thank you. And please keep having faith in us. And we need your help. The future is bright when you are helping us. We do not want to destroy ourselves. We want to make contact with you, because we want to be star travelers too. And we need you to show us what we're doing wrong, because I know that you can help us cure diseases like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, because you will shine the light on the path, our path. You can do that. You've done it before with other civilizations. I ask you, don't you think I am worthy and other people like me are worthy in this world? I know you're a lot more intelligent and evolved than I am, but I appeal to you, please. The human people on this planet like me, the other beings like me, are mostly good, decent people. I've said it before. It's only a minority that are the bullies and tyrants and dictators. And sometimes it's overwhelming. We can't police them up by ourselves. Times are very precarious. We need help now. Please help us. We can take that next step in our evolution by making contact with you. You are going to do it anyway. Surely there must be something that you can help us with in some way. Creator of the universe, a prayer to you. You know everything. You are omnipotent too. Hear my prayer, please. Help us, my fellow human beings on this planet. Need your help. And you can give your guidance to whomever to help us, please. If it could be your will, intervene to take us to that next step in our evolution, where our souls will benefit from this life on this planet and the remainder of our lives in such a way that we won't be a part of a destruction scenario, but instead, maybe if it came down to it, the apocalyptic cataclysm, that would be preferable, if you know what I mean. I'll be really in the end times, so they say. And these are the golden years. These spirits that inhabit these bodies now are the cream of the crop, if you will, or better put, they are the ones that are just right for this time and this age. The pioneers who went across the West hundreds of years ago, they were a different kind, and they paved the way for us, for these wonderful years that we're living now in such an incredible technological age, and where we have that capability to destroy ourselves. We also have the capability to love each other and take our evolution to the next level. There's so much good in this world, and there's so much good in the universe. We need to belong to the interplanetary community out there. We are intelligent beings, and we know, because we are smart, that we're not alone. We with logic alone can deduce that all this life here, if it was created by accident on this planet, then logically it could happen by accident on any planet anywhere in the universe. And we know that they're discovering more and more planets each day. So it's logical to assume that there are billions of planets, and maybe a large portion of those that are Earth-like and have water and other human beings on them in different stages of evolution, maybe some like thousands of years ago as here on Earth, or maybe thousands of years into the future. But I wish that we could make contact with you. I know it'll be tough at first because looking at you, looking into your eyes, and seeing you standing in front of us in your countenance and the beauty of your knowledge and your power could be overwhelming, put us into that hypnotized kind of trance state. But it would only be for a short while, and then you would talk to us and reason with us. Just like the Bible said, for those that were supposedly exposed or saw angels back then in those days, and they told them not to be afraid, you would say the same to us. Don't be afraid. Did you really think that the universe was only inhabited by you? That you were the only beings in the universe? Come on now. Don't you know the creator of the universe is a creator of bodies, of planets and suns? And the creator of the universe is magical, can do anything, anywhere. So a logical mind would then only understand that there is nothing the Creator can't do. And so the idea that there's life out there is very, very reasonable, very understandable, right? So, transitioning to another song, how about, here's a song. I'm going to take a drink first. I'm having fun, my friends. I would recommend, if you're passionate about a subject, call BBS Radio, get your own show, and send your thoughts and your words out there into the radio waves, up into the atmosphere, and help make the world a better place. What do you say? How about the Boys of Summer? Summertime is almost here. Boys of Summer by Don Henley, the drummer for the Eagles. I don't know if you can hear that. Da, 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 da. Some people are so strong, you know. Strong and loving. We are strong and loving here on Earth. Nobody on the road. Nobody on the beach, a field in the air. Summer's out of reach, empty lake, empty streets. The sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're not home, and I can see you. Your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair combed back and those sunglasses on, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone. I'm looking at Don Henley, too, as I'm singing this, and there's a drummer. So cool. Actually, it's a boy. Second verse. I never will forget those nights. I wonder if it was a dream. Remember how you made me crazy? Remember how I made you scream? Now, I don't understand what happened to our love. But, babe, I'm going to get you back. I'm going to show you what I'm made of. And I can see you. Your brown skin shining in the sun. I see you walking real slow and smiling at everyone. And I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone. There's a couple running on the beach. A beautiful young man and woman running on the beach. Now, that's the kind of world I like, my friends. People having fun, enjoying this beautiful world, laughing, doing what they want to do, living their free will. You ever run on the beach, my friends? Feeling the sand underneath your toes, jumping up, feeling the sun on your body. What a beautiful planet this is. People in love, hugging and kissing each other. It's wonderful. On the road today, I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. I thought I knew what love was. What did I know? Those days are gone forever. I should just let them go, but I can see you. Your brown skin shining in the sun. You got the top pulled down and the radio on, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone. And I can see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair slicked back in those wayfarers on, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone. Yeah, that's it, my friends. The boys of summer. What did I learn from that video? That was one of the first songs I learned. I sang it for the Wounded Warriors. That's such a cool song, you know. Like I was saying. And in that video, The Boys of Summer by Don Henley, see, as I mentioned, those couple walking on the beach, running, hugging each other, kissing, enjoying the sand and the water and the sunshine. That's love, my friends. That's love. What's the alternative to love? War in the past, people killing each other, ending people's lives. Their chance to watch a sunset or watch the sunrise, eating their favorite meal, drinking their favorite beverage, instead of having their bodies blown apart by tank rounds or bombs from airplanes or machine gun fire. Making love to a woman, raising a child, driving a car down the freeway, drinking your favorite beverage and walking, watching your favorite television program, holding a baby, petting a dog, breathing the night air in a forest, seeing a sleepy blue ocean, going fishing if you like to fish, going to an amusement park, riding a roller coaster, riding in an airplane, going on a cruise. All that would not be possible if we were engaged in warfare here. But it still happens in some places around the world. And why should it happen to our fellow human beings over there? Are they any less evolved than we are? That's a hard station in life for them in Ukraine or in the Gaza Strip or like Desert Storm, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, World War I, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War. But I'll tell you, it's really evolution. It's a strange way of saying that you love someone to kill them. But that apparently is part of our evolution so that we can love each other more. Does that make sense? Time for another song before I'm running out of time here, before I run out of time. How about, let me see if I can find a good one. I know a lot of songs. There's one called Sausalito Summer Nights by a group called Diesel. It's a really cool song. You got to check it out. Got a really cool guitar riff. I'm going to take a drink. Like I said, I've got a solo in church tomorrow. This is giving me a little bit of practice. Sausalito in California. Can you hear that? Love that guitar sound. We left from Frisco in your Rambler, the radiator running dry. I've never been much of a gambler and had a preference to fly. You said, forget about the airline. Let's take the car and save the fare. We blew a gasket on the grapevine and $80 in repair. All aboard. All aboard. A summer night in Sausalito. Can't stand the heat another mile. Let's drop a quarter in the meter and hit the sidewalk for a while. I'll have a burger and a root beer. You feed the heat from other grade. I'll shout a premium to boot beer. We'll get across the golden gate. All aboard. All aboard. All aboard. All aboard. Another mile or two to Frisco. 200 gallons from L.A. The engine's thumping like a disco. We are the jumper in the bay. All aboard. All aboard. Cash in all my checks, scraping out my bank, spend it on a Rambler with a Whirlpool in its tank. Look out over here, watch out over there. We can't afford a blowout because we haven't got a spare. Well, then it goes on, my friends. How am I doing on time? It's just about it. Let me say a prayer. Creator of the universe, we praise you and worship you. You're so worthy because nothing would exist if it wasn't for you. We love you and thank you for everything. You are omnipotent and omniscient, a very special kind of electrical being. You look like an aurora borealis with all the colors of the rainbow. Inside of that energy field, there's like a head like in the Wizard of Oz. When they go inside that room and that head shows up, you're like that in that energy field. And you can smile and laugh, and you're the coolest person we could ever know because you know us intimately. You know how many hairs we have on our head. You know how many grains of sand are on every beach in planet Earth. Not to mention all the other planets out there around the universe. So you are just incredible, and we're doing it for you. We're helping you to grow, and we are growing ourselves, and you need our love. You need someone to love you all the time, Creator, and that's what we're doing. We're learning to love you, and you're so worthy of it because the spirit that you have is so large And we're just like a drop of water in the ocean of your spirit. And we're helping you grow. And growth is what it's all about, my friends. Growth. Please, Creator, help us. We need your help. I appeal to you. If it could be your will, I know prayers can change things. Please help us. Help the people in our government. Help the United States and all the other countries. We're all in this together. Help us to survive. Help us to love each other. Help us to learn to pray for each other. Thank you for everything. You are awesome, and we love you. Amen. Talk to you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.